In the wake of the White Island volcano disaster, anxieties of the death toll and possible further eruptions continue to plague affected communities. The volcano has been cited as volatile and unpredictable in its current state. Although, how does the science behind a natural disaster of this magnitude work, and what can we expect from this event moving forward? Professor Heather Hanley, Associate Professor of Volcanology and Geochemistry at Macquarie University, spoke to The Wire's Nahum Gale on how to identify the signs of an active volcano.
In terms of activity, it varies. So there are different ways that we monitor volcanoes. So some would be looking, say, at gas emissions, so gas that's been emitted out of a volcano. You might look actually at the composition of that gas. You might look at the temperature of that gas. You might look at the temperature of any water in a lake, if there is one in the crater. You also can notice if the volcano is making any sounds. So these are like earthquake makes that we record as seismic signals. So there are a number of monitoring parameters. Sometimes there's about to be an eruption that's caused by magma or molten rock moving up towards the surface. You could also get, in addition to earthquakes, some movement or bulging of the land surface. It might only be on the order of a few millimetres, but we can detect that through satellite monitoring.
The White Island volcano was a part of the Ring of Fire. Does that suggest this eruption to be more deadly than others?
They're in a situation that we call a subduction zone. So like similar ones around the Ring of Fire, this is where we have these big tectonic plates that make up the surface of the Earth, these hard plates that move around. And where we get some of those moving and colliding and going under each other, so one goes under another, we do tend to get volcanoes around those boundaries of those plates, and they do tend to be slightly more higher magnitude volcanic activity than some of the others. But that doesn't necessarily mean that a volcano erupting around the Ring of Fire will have a more deadly eruption than one, say, somewhere else.
Ash, steam and gas have been the biggest threats from the White Island volcanic eruption. Why are these factors so disastrous?
Any volcanic eruption can affect human lives and impact humans. But the reason why people being close, they were on top of the volcano when there was an eruption. So anyone on the top of a volcano when there's an eruption is going to be at risk. But at White Island, what we have is a situation at the moment where there's a lot of gas being emitted, or there's a lot of heated water in the shallow system of the volcano. And that heated water can then turn into steam and then cause an explosion. So it doesn't necessarily have to be driven by molten rock that erupts on the surface. It can also be the fact that sometimes either gas movement from magma or molten rock underneath, or can be heated water in the ground or shallow surface water, you vaporize it and you make it into steam and it can explode. So that's why there's a risk, because people were very close to the active vent. So the volcano at White Island actually extends a long way underwater. So the bit that's on the surface is just a small fraction of the big volcano. So they're stood very close to the vent or the crater when you're actually visiting the island.
Would there be any chance of an escalation from the eruption going forward?
But at the moment, so GeoNet are monitoring very closely. They're providing updates on their website. And they are suggesting at the moment that the risk still remains. There is a chance that there may be another eruption in the next 24 hours.
How does an eruption of this magnitude affect people other than just the victims who were on the island at the time?
In terms of this eruption, they weren't really expecting any of that ash would reach the mainland. And they do mention the possibility that sulfur dioxide gas, so sulfur gas, sulfurous gas that you might smell, it smells like rotten eggs, that may reach the mainland. But other than that, at the moment, they don't anticipate that any activity from the volcano is going to impact people beyond actually those that were on White Island.
What should we expect or prepare for moving forwards with the White Island tragedy?
These situations carry a lot of uncertainty. So the volcanologists at GeoNet in New Zealand have been working tirelessly to try and work out what the probability is of future activity based on current monitoring. And these situations can change very rapidly. So I think immediately after the eruption, the kind of seismic or earthquake tremor decreased, and then it's increased again. So they're watching them very closely, but it's a very uncertain future at the moment.
Professor Heather Hanley, Associate Professor of Volcanology and Geochemistry at Macquarie University, speaking there to The Wire's Nahum Gale.